Hi, this is Joe Helm with Helm Paint and Decorating. Happy to announce our new 4 locations in Baton Rouge. We are new to Baton Rouge, but not new to paint. We are a family-run business with over 50 years' experience, assisting customers with the best quality Benjamin Moore paint, supplies, and design services. We also offer free, fast delivery and expert color matching. Call or stop by any of our locations on Perkins, Jones Creek, Highland, or Choctaw, or shop us online at helmpaint.com.
Helm Paint and Supply.
Helm, yeah.
Color can change the entire feel of a room, which means change the way you feel about being in that room. Hey, it's Jody for Helm Paint and Decorating with 4 locations now in the Baton Rouge area. We love them. It's family owned and operated, which means you get that human service, helpful service. They're the home also of Benjamin Moore Paint with beautiful colors, and they're happy to take their time with you, let you decide. Now on Perkins, Choctaw, Jones Creek, and Highland. HelmPaint.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the season premiere of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA, the National Basketball Association. Yeah, that's right. Opening night is upon us. Opening week is upon us as well. And hey, we've got some great stuff for you coming up right here on the season premiere of At the Rim. So let's get right to it. I want to start off with my top 3 storylines. I want to start off talking about what's to come for this year's NBA season, specifically the defending champion Denver Nuggets. Denver had a postseason for the ages this past year. Not just during the regular season, but during the playoffs, they took care of their opponents and beat them up from pillar to post. When you talk about guys like KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, also Uncle Jeff, Jeff Green. Also, when you talk about Michael Porter Jr., also when you have a Nikola Jokic, Aaron Gordon, Jamal Murray, and kudos to head coach Michael Malone on an amazing job he did last season, taking this Nuggets team, helping them win their first NBA championship in over 40 years. What was supposed to be a summer of just admiration and adulation and respect for the Denver Nuggets, they were disrespected throughout the whole season and well into the offseason. After the Denver Nuggets had their championship parade, all attention focused on a 7'4" gentleman out of France, which I'll get into in just one moment. It went from focusing on a phenom out of France, and it focused on the NBA draft, and then attention quickly shifted to the Summer League in Las Vegas. Listen, congratulations again to the Denver Nuggets on winning their first NBA championship in franchise history. But Denver should have gotten the satisfaction of being celebrated and being hit with all the spoils that victors get and winners get when they win an NBA championship. I don't know, it just seemed to me that as soon as Denver won the championship and were honored with the championship parade, attention shifted quickly off of the Denver Nuggets. But this year is a prove-it year for the Nuggets. They have to prove, you know what? The national media doubted us. Guess what? We're going to come back and we're going to be bigger and better than ever. And this year's team, hey, Jeff Green is no longer with the team. But guess what? They still have KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. You can't forget about Christian Braun, who was sensational in the NBA Finals series. They also have Aaron Gordon. He's back. You've also got Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, MPJ, Michael Porter Jr. What more could you ask for? Michael Malone is going to have his troops rocking and rolling and ready to go and proving that last year was not a fluke. The Denver Nuggets are going to be here, and they're going to be here for a long time. For all the disrespect that was shown during the offseason, they're going to show, with the Nuggets being the defending champions, they're going to show that respect given is respect earned. And definitely the Nuggets are coming to earn that respect that they didn't get, which was supposed to be rightfully theirs during the offseason. My next storyline is going to be Victor Wembanyama. So we saw Victor the night of the NBA draft. All eyes were on the 7'4" phenom out of France. So Victor, drafted by the San Antonio Spurs, you know the history of the Spurs. For many decades, they loved their international players with the likes of Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, Boris Diaw. Just to name a few, can't forget about the guy from Brazil. I think he calls himself a Thiago Splitter. That's right. And also Patty Mills out of Australia. And Victor is in a great situation in San Antonio. Greg Popovich is going to be another father figure to him. He's going to have him in the right direction. And Victor had a solid summer league. His preseason was outstanding. And I can't say sky's the limit for him because, man, it may not be the limit. It's whatever he makes it out to be. They have a nice young nucleus in San Antonio with Victor, Jeremy Sochan, Devin Vassell, Keldon Johnson, just to name a few. So I wouldn't be surprised if San Antonio is a playoff team this year. I wouldn't even say a play-in team. I would say that they're going to be a playoff team this year. Forget play-in tournament. They're going to qualify for the playoffs this year. And this season is going to be magical. This is probably one of the best rookie seasons is going to be anticipated in a long time, really since LeBron and Carmelo, Dwayne Wade, Allen Iverson, just to name a few. I mean, you could cut the anticipation like a knife for this NBA season, this rookie season for Victor Wembanyama. The anticipation was outstanding for summer league. The anticipation was great for the preseason, and with the regular season upon us, man, the anticipation is going to be through the roof. Every game with Victor in the San Antonio Spurs is going to be must-see TV, and hey, I expect a lot of TV ratings to go through the roof, as well as the stats on social media with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. And for my last storyline is going to be what to watch out for. So we talked about the Denver Nuggets no longer becoming the hunter. Now they're the hunted. They're the defending NBA champions and never getting the respect that they deserved during the offseason. We talked about the French phenom, Victor Wembanyama, expected to make big strides in one of the most anticipated rookie seasons in quite some time. And we've got some other keynotes we have to watch out for during this season. Let's talk about Chris Paul. Chris Paul, no longer a member of the Phoenix Suns, was traded to the Golden State Warriors as a part of the whole Jordan Poole trade. Jordan Poole is now with the Washington Wizards. But Chris Paul, when you think about him, he's a future first ballot Hall of Famer, going to be teaming up with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. You know, Chris, CP3 and Draymond haven't had the best relationship. They've traded words in the past. Now they're teammates. And these next several years are going to be make or break for CP3. We know he's a future first ballot Hall of Famer. We know what he brings to the table. Multiple All-Stars, multiple Olympic gold medals. He's been a countless member of the All-NBA Defense First Team. His resume and his accomplishments are too many to name. But CP3, he's got to get it done. He's still searching for his first NBA championship. So Golden State's got a new look and a new attitude. How about the Boston Celtics? Jason Tatum's back. Jaylen Brown got rewarded with a massive contract extension. Also, they said goodbye to an old friend, Marcus Smart. He heads over to Memphis as a part of the three-team trade to bring alongside Kristaps Porzingis. He arrives in Boston. Grant Williams is over with the Dallas Mavericks now. So Boston is looking to re-up. They're looking to get more on the offensive side. Robert Williams, who provided a lot of the defense and rebounding for the Celtics, he's now in Portland as a part of a big-time multiple-team trade with the Boston Celtics, and now Robert is in Portland. So Boston looking to improve on the offensive side. They were able to get some of that defensive cushion back in a trade with the Milwaukee Bucks with Drew Holiday. So Boston, listen, we talked about Golden State adding to their backcourt with CP3. Boston really wheeled and dealed during this offseason, landing not only Kristaps Porzingis, but also landing also Drew Holiday as well. And, of course, again, getting Jaylen Brown contract extension for multiple seasons. You know, Jason Tatum is going to be strong. He's definitely going to bring something to the table as well. So Boston is a team that's definitely going to be feared. The Milwaukee Bucks are going to be a team that's definitely going to be feared as well. Damian Lillard, all offseason long, he wanted to be out of Portland, and now he got his wish. Well, he wanted to play in Miami. It didn't happen. Instead, the Trailblazers wind up trading him to the Milwaukee Bucks. But now you've got Dame Dollar. You've got Giannis. You've also got Chris Middleton in the mix. You've got Brook Lopez. You've got Bobby Portis. This Milwaukee team is not a pushover by any stretch of the imagination. They're going to raise some heads throughout the course of this season. And when you add somebody like a Damian Lillard, sky is definitely the limit. You talk about one of the best clutch performers, one of the best pound-for-pound big game players in the NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks added a lot. There was talk during the offseason, Giannis not sure about his future in Milwaukee. What we do know for sure is that Giannis has got Damian Lillard. That much we know. And certainly, I'm looking forward to see Dame Dollar and Giannis handle their business. And speaking of somebody that's not really sure, James Harden. Listen, James Harden, as long as he's been in the NBA, he's been one of the best offensive players in NBA history. Here's the problem. He cannot make up his mind where he wants to be. He was traded from Oklahoma City to Brooklyn. Didn't want to be in Brooklyn, from Oklahoma City to Houston, excuse me. He was in Houston. The situation wasn't right there. He asked for a trade, goes to Brooklyn. The Brooklyn experiment with him, Kyrie, and KD, that didn't work out as well. So guess what? Packs his bags, goes from Brooklyn to Philadelphia. Seems like it's a short shot with the 76ers, right? Wrong. Now, during the offseason, there's been problems with him and general manager Daryl Morey. He called him a liar and said that he doesn't want to be a part of this team anymore. There's no communication. So as this show is airing, James Harden has not reported to practice. So we don't know what the situation is going to be with the trade talks that have happened with the 76ers involving James Harden. There were talks with the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers won a first-round draft pick. That's not going to happen, so that's where we stand right now. And, you know, James Harden is one of the most talented players in the NBA, but for him to just carry on with this foolishness is just ridiculous. It's just insane, and I don't know what's going on, but Philly's going to have to get to the bottom of this and try to get something for him, something that's a trade that's or some type of package that's going to fit them in the long run, because you can't keep going. You can't keep putting people through these changes. He put Brooklyn through the changes. He put Houston through the changes. And now he's putting Philadelphia through the changes. And I don't know what gives, but come on, James. You're too talented to be involved in this foolishness and this nonsense. And certainly I know Joel Embiid and the new head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, Nick Nurse, Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris. I know they want him on board as well, but something's got to give, James. You got to get your stuff together, because you're slated to make close to $40 million this year. You got to get your stuff together, my friend. It's just not good at all. And speaking of not being good at all, it was not a good offseason for the Los Angeles Lakers. But guess what? The King, LeBron James, he's returning for his 21st NBA season. Anthony Davis got a massive contract extension in the offseason. Also, Austin Reeves, he got rewarded with the contract extension as well. And rightfully so. You know, Austin Reeves, a.k.a. AR-15, somebody that was very, very vital for them last year. Definitely glad to see he got the contract extension. Also, Gabe Vincent coming over from the Miami Heat. So that adds a lot of depth, a lot of defense, and a lot of long-range shooting for the Lakers. And you lose Dennis Schroeder. He's going to the Toronto Raptors. But when you have Anthony Davis and when you have LeBron James, you can't go wrong. LeBron entering his 21st season. Listen, he's still about as good as it gets. Say what you want about him, and there's been constant talk that never ends with LeBron and Michael and Kobe. Listen, let's be blessed that we still have him. And for a 21st season, it's going to be outstanding. And, of course, they were able to bring back Rui Hachimura, which is going to be huge for the Lakers. So Darvin Ham, another year with the team. And you know, the Western Conference, forget the NBA, just the Western Conference alone has been dog eat dog for many decades now, and the Lakers seem to be want to be the top dog again. They can't wait to get their hand. Actually, they cannot wait to go up against the Denver Nuggets, and certainly I know there was a lot of back and forth in the offseason with the Lakers and the Nuggets, with Nuggets head coach Michael Malone and LeBron going at it. Hey, the only way you can get scores settled is getting it done on the court. And certainly LeBron, AD, and company, they look to right that wrong. And certainly there's been a lot of jaw-jacking during the offseason and then, too, going into summer league, preseason. And you better believe it's going to be a lot happening during the regular season. Also, the Phoenix Suns, again, Kevin Durant, he's back. Devin Booker is back. And don't forget, in the offseason, big trade with the Phoenix Suns, they wind up getting Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards. Also, Bol Bol is a part of the team. Eric Gordon is a part of the team as well. So, and you've got Yusuf Nurkic as well coming over from Portland. And, of course, no more DeAndre Ayton and Bradley Beal. Listen, Bradley Beal, one of the best offensive players in the NBA, again, adding a lot of offense, a lot of scoring already with alongside Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. First-year head coach Frank Vogel. Certainly, he's got a lot of talent to work with this team. You know about Frank winning an NBA title in the pandemic-shortened year with the Lakers. He looks to bring that experience with the Phoenix Suns. And certainly with KD, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, also Yusuf Nurkic in the mix. Phoenix is going to be in the mix. I mean, the Western Conference, man, like as I stated earlier, it's dog-eat-dog, and certainly it's never a dull moment with the Phoenix Suns, and never a dull moment with the Phoenix Suns. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll have more news to pass along to you, and also we've got some stuff we want to tell you about in terms of retirements and so much more. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the season premiere of At the Rim.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
You can start saving and investing for your kids in the time it takes to make their lunch. Download the Acorns app, open an account in just 5 minutes, and give their money a chance to grow. Investment advisory services offered by Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Visit Albertsons for great deals throughout the store. This week at Albertsons, 1 pound containers of strawberries and 6 ounces of raspberries or blackberries are buy one pack, get one free. Plus, get family size Oreos, buy one, get one free. Visit Albertsons.com or head in store for more deals.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, some more news to pass along to you before we head on out of here. I want to talk just a little bit about the Miami Heat for a second. So the Miami Heat, they fell short to the Denver Nuggets in last year's NBA Finals in a thrilling six-game series. They wind up losing Gabe Vincent. However, Bam Adebayo is back. He's a man on a mission as well. Also, Tyler Hero is healthy. He's back as well. Kevin Love, Kyle Lowry, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson, he's back as well. And you know who else is back too? Yeah, Jimmy Buckets, a.k.a. Jimmy Butler. Hey, if you saw him at the media day, I encourage you to Google it on social media. That's another story for another day. But bottom line is this. Jimmy Butler, a.k.a. Jimmy Buckets, he's back in Miami. He's definitely going to be on a mission. They were on a mission during the offseason to try to acquire Damian Lillard. It didn't work out. Damian winds up being traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. But, hey, they've got Eric Spoelstra. And, listen, Udonis Haslam, the heart and soul of the Miami Heat for many decades, announced his retirement. But, listen, when you have a leader like Jimmy Butler, somebody that's fiery, you can't go wrong. You definitely can't go wrong. And I know the Miami Heat, they're hungry. And if they're granted that opportunity, they could get another crack at the Denver Nuggets, maybe in this year's NBA Finals. Who knows? But they got some tough competition in the East when you're dealing with teams like Boston and Philly and the New York Knicks, Chicago Bulls. Can't forget about the Cleveland Cavaliers as well. So, but the Miami Heat, they're looking to get back to the championship and hopefully try to get back to their winning ways, not just in the Eastern Conference, but in the NBA as well. A couple other teams I just want to make a mention about. First, I want to talk about the Memphis Grizzlies. So Memphis, no Dylan Brooks. Dylan signs a contract with the Houston Rockets, so they don't have that problem anymore. Marcus Smart, man, you talk about big additions to the Memphis Grizzlies. Marcus Smart, the defensive presence, that defensive leadership, that veteran leadership. Also, speaking of veteran leadership, Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose joins the Memphis Grizzlies as well. If you know about Derrick's history, you know that Derrick played college basketball at the University of Memphis, so he's a welcome addition as well. Desmond Bane, bringing his three-point shooting. Also, Luke Kennard, you know what they bring to the table in terms of their three-point shooting. Jaren Jackson Jr., the reigning defensive player of the year. Listen, Jaren Jackson, not only one of the rising stars in the NBA, but just one of the rising defensive players in the league as well. And certainly he's the reigning defensive player of the year. You know what Jaren brings to the table, not just defensively, but his range is solid as well for his size. And, yeah, Ja Morant, listen, we know about the crazy offseason that this young man went through, suspended 30 games by the NBA. Commissioner Adam Silver gave him his punishment after a social media post, possessing a firearm. We know how that all went down with several incidents. Ja will be out for at least 30 games. And listen, Ja Morant is one of the best players in the NBA, one of the rising stars in the NBA. I love watching Morant play. Let me make a correction. Morant has been suspended for 25 games. So Morant has been will be serving a 25-game suspension. But let me just continue how I feel about Ja Morant. Ja is one of the best players in the league, one of the most rising stars in the league. When you watch him, it's like, well, I can't call him the human highlight film because that's Dominique Wilkins' nickname. But, I mean, it's like watching a video game almost. The athleticism is through the roof. And we want to see him succeed. I want to see him succeed, but he's got to want it for himself. And certainly I hope that with this 25-game suspension, Ja can get his act together and make a difference, not just for him and his family, but also for the Memphis Grizzlies so they can compete for many years to come. And speaking of somebody needing to get their act together, the New Orleans Pelicans, Zion Williamson. We talked about Ja Morant having an interesting offseason. Zion, listen, you know about models and it was all over social media. We're not going to get into that, but the bottom line is this. Zion Williamson is determined. From what are the reports coming out of New Orleans is that he's determined, he's hungry, he's ready, and he wants things happen. And this year could be a make or break for Zion Williamson. It could be make or break for the New Orleans Pelicans. I'll say like this. This is my prediction. If Zion is healthy for most of the year, the Pelicans will be a playoff team. If he's not healthy for most of the year, New Orleans will definitely qualify for the play-in tournament. But it depends whether Zion is healthy or not, the Pelicans are going to be in the mix. But if he's healthy, they can go so much further. We know what Brandon Ingram brings to the table. We know what Jonas Valanciunas brings to the table. When you think of defense, you think of Jose Alvarado and Herb Jones. Phenomenal. And Willie Green has done a great job with this team. Willie Green definitely has a future, has a chance to win this year's NBA Head Coach of the Year award, knock on wood, if everything works out perfectly. So we talk about Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies needing to get their act together. Zion Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans, they need to get their act together. And speaking of trying to get their act together, the Houston Rockets. The Rockets have a chance to make some noise this year. We talked about a couple of Texas teams earlier with the San Antonio Spurs and the Dallas Mavericks. But the Houston Rockets, first-year head coach Ime Udoka, you know about Ime's pedigree, strong on the defensive side, and he's got some talent with the likes of Jalen Green, the recent signing of Dylan Brooks. Also, when you add Amen Thompson, also recently when they signed Fred VanVleet from Toronto, you get that solid three-point shooting. Cam Whitmore, who was one of the bright spots of this year's Summer League, he was great as well. You get Jeff Green with that experience. Jabari Smith Jr., he's a future star in the NBA as well, and also he had a fantastic Summer League. So when you have this young talent and when you bring in Ime Udoka, Houston could be an X factor this year. I see Memphis being an X factor. I see New Orleans being an X factor. The Houston Rockets, I see them being an X factor as well. You can put the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder in the mix as well. So don't sleep on Houston. They're going to have they're going to have plenty of highlights, in my opinion. I think they're going to create some noise and create a buzz for this coming NBA season. The Los Angeles Clippers. So Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, they're healthy, they're committed. Let's see what happens. You know, this is a long NBA season, 82-game season, and we have to see what happens. Listen, we know the talent that Kawhi and PG-13 bring to the table. Russell Westbrook is back. He re-signed a contract extension, and you get Bones Highland. Well, Bones Highland arrived from Denver last year, but you're going to get a full season with him. Nicholas Batum is back as well, so you get Robert Covington, previously playing for the Portland Trail Blazers. So the Clippers are going to be in the mix of some form of fashion. The question is, will they take that next step and win that NBA championship? Will they be a playoff spoiler? Will they be studs, or will there be duds? That's the question. The Clippers, always an interesting year with them. Every year is just always different, whether it be Kawhi and PG-13 coming back from injuries, drama. You know how that goes with the other team from L.A., the Los Angeles Clippers. Also, some other news I want to pass along to you. We had some retirements in the NBA, specifically, of course, Udonis Haslam, three-time NBA champion with the Miami Heat. He was really the vocal leader of that team. 20 years with the Miami Heat, was just a vocal leader, and big ups to UD on his retirement. Also, Andre Iguodala, four-time NBA champ with the Golden State Warriors. But a lot of people forget about Andre and his time with the Philadelphia 76ers and the Denver Nuggets. People forget about 76er Iguodala and Denver Nugget Andre Iguodala. By the way, was an NBA All-Star, also was an NBA Finals MVP 2015 when the Warriors won that first title. So, again, congratulations to Udonis Haslam and Andre Iguodala on their retirement. Also, some coaching changes during the offseason. The Detroit Pistons had their new head coach with Monty Williams. I mentioned Ime Udoka, the new head coach of the Houston Rockets. Darko Rajakovic, the new head coach of the Toronto Raptors. Adrian Griffin is the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Frank Vogel is the new head coach of the Phoenix Suns. And Nick Nurse is the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. Man, I tell you one thing. This season, the NBA season, we talk about the NFL never being a dull moment. The NBA is never a dull moment, and rightfully so, with a lot of changes, a lot of retirements, a lot of trades that happened during this offseason. It's definitely kept a lot of fans on the edge of their seat. A couple of news to pass along to you. The Dallas Mavericks agreed to a three-year extension worth $41 million with Josh Green. This is according to Sham Sharania. Again, the Denver Nuggets and Josh Green agreed to a three-year $41 million extension. The Orlando Magic, they agree on a $39 million extension with Cole Anthony. You talk about one of the rising stars in the NBA. Guard Cole Anthony has been doing great things with the Orlando Magic. So, again, Cole Anthony and the Orlando Magic agree on a 3-year, $39 million extension. Also, some other news we want to pass along to you as well. We had Commissioner Adam Silver making changes in terms of the load management. And in order to qualify for season awards, players must play at least over 60 games. And I like this move. This is long overdue. Load management, if you know me, you know that I'm not a fan of it. I never was a fan of the load management. I believe if you're healthy, you need to play, if not all of the 82 games in the regular season, you need to play at least most of the games. Remember, the players don't suffer. The fans suffer, especially if you have a family of five or more than five and they have to pay their hard-earned money for public transportation, or even if they're driving, paying for gas and things of that nature. They want to come to see the best of the best in the NBA. They want to see LeBron. They want to see Kawhi. They want to see Zion. They want to see Ja Morant. They want to see Joel Embiid and Giannis and Dame Dollar and Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, just to name a few. But I like that they made changes in terms of the load management, and it gives players incentives to want to play for something. Remember, it would give them an incentive where they could qualify for regular season awards. So again, changes were made during the offseason. Commissioner Adam Silver made it clear that in order for players to play, or I should say to qualify for season awards and to minimize load management, players must play the minimum of at least 60 games. And I think this should have been done a long time ago, but as they say, better late than never. And finally, before we get on out of here, we just want to send our condolences to Tasha Butts. Tasha was the head coach at Georgetown University. She was the head coach of the Georgetown University women's basketball team. Butts passed away from complications due to breast cancer. She was only 41 years of age. Butts played her college ball at the University of Tennessee. She also played a couple of seasons in the WNBA with the Minnesota Lynx, and she served as assistant, because she was an assistant coach at Duquesne, UCLA, LSU, and also Georgia Tech. So again, Tasha Butts passed away at the age of 41 due to complications from breast cancer. She was head coach of the Georgetown University women's basketball team. Our thoughts and prayers are with her family. And that's going to do it for the season premiere of At the Rim. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, take care, and you have a great one.